this is a Whitley Award, but it's actually a Whitley Commendation Award. And the Whitley Awards, there's several commendations for different things. And with our Australian Aged Dinosaurs Journal, it's classed as a periodical because we do one of them one a year, and it's classed as a periodical. And so that's a category that we fit into. And it's pretty amazing to win it because it's not something that we really expected to win in the first place. And we won one, and then the next year we won a second time. I thought, wow. And this year, nothing really. We didn't hear anything, and we thought, oh, well, you know, we can't get that lucky, I suppose. And then apparently they just a little bit later, and we won the third one in a row. So we're absolutely over the moon over it because it's a real boost to our organisation to win something as prestigious as a Whitley Award.
Why is it such a boost? I mean, what will it mean for the future of the Australian Age of Dinosaurs?
Well, probably the biggest thing for us is it cements the integrity of the organisation. So Australian Age of Dinosaurs is there to represent Australian natural history, and it's that's our main purpose. And to do that, we've got to appeal to a broad audience, and we need to be recognised by people, by organisations, and anywhere really, for what we do, as it having some integrity, you know, like because we put an enormous amount of work into the accuracy of the articles, into the quality of the stories, the quality of our graphics, to make sure that when we do tell a story about something that's happened in Australia over the last, you know, several hundred million years or whatever it might be, it's as accurate as we can get it, and that's really important to us. And I think it's one of the most important things of what Australian Aged Dinosaur stands for.
Where to from here? I mean, does this bolster your efforts to kind of progress things at the Dinosaur Museum?
It does bolster them, but it also it sort of comes behind and gives you a little bit of a push from behind, I suppose. Yeah. We've got a huge amount of different things happening through the organisation now with Australian Natural History, and the journal has been going for a long, long time now. It's about 10 years we've been putting when we first started the very first journal, and we're still doing them. It's something that we think is very important with the organisation. But what it means now is that we can sort of it just gives the organisation a little bit of guts behind it, and some of our other work up here, it just gives that a little bit more relevance, and it gives it a little bit more importance because it does show that there are organisations out there that are taking our work very seriously.
Like scientifically, this is quite you're not regarded as a little group in outback Queensland. You're quite highly regarded now in scientific circles. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, yes. And Australian Aged Dinosaurs has to be that too. You know, we can't ever be just a little regional organisation doing a little regional thing. You know, we do represent Australian natural history. And I know it's a huge call for a small organisation, or what started off as a small organisation. But that organisation is now becoming very large. And, you know, we are now doing our own peer-reviewed science. We have links with museums overseas. We're also linking with universities overseas. And an example of that is we've got a curator, a paleontologist working with us between us and Uppsala University in Sweden for 3 years. So we're starting to develop these international collaborations, and this is just a starting point because we're very small. We struggle to make ends meet because, you know, we're sort of taking on a huge project, and we're only really, in terms of the amount of money that it takes to really get these things going, we're very, very small. So it's going very, very well. In fact, it's probably going a bit too well. We struggle to keep up with it.